ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More details in the Jacksonville, Florida shooting massacre yesterday at a dollar store. The gunman, 21, was detained in 2017, says ABC's Alex Brichet in Jacksonville.
Law enforcement says that as a minor, the alleged gunman was held for 72 hours for a mental examination, but he was not on their radar, and he had legally purchased a handgun in April and an AR-15-style rifle in June.
Writings by the gunman, who took his own life after killing three black people, indicate he hated blacks, says the sheriff. Military investigators trying to find out what caused an Osprey aircraft to crash on Melville Island in Australia today during war games, killing three U.S. Marines, injuring five others. ABC's Faith Abube.
Our military analyst says since there were survivors in this crash, it suggests a mishap either during takeoff or landing, meaning those surviving service members should be able to help investigators figure out whether this was a mechanical problem or human error.
Idalia could hit northwest Florida Wednesday as a hurricane, forecasters say. This is ABC News. Accused of hiding health issues, 5,000 commercial airline pilots who were military veterans. They didn't reveal they were collecting disability benefits when they applied for jobs, says the Federal Aviation Administration. ABC's Zoreen Shah.
The FAA says in a statement it will take more steps, including enforcement action, based on their investigation into these cases. Now, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association saying the Washington Post article and issue with VA claim does not acknowledge the exceptional safety record we are currently experiencing in general aviation. Furthermore, medical incapacitation is extremely rare.
More info on the job market comes out this week, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
The Labor Department will release its first-time jobless claims report on Thursday. The number of Americans who filed for benefits last week fell for the second week in a row. It's the latest sign that the job market is still remarkably resilient despite persistently high inflation.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Just after 10 o'clock, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Handcrafted hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison and online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, First Weber's number one realtors in Dane County. If you're selling or buying a home, your first stop should be at movetomadison.com. Coming up tonight in Max Inc. Heavy, we're going to chat with Marlo from Venus and Furs about the Punk's Picnic. That's happening at Lake Farm Park here in Madison on September 9th. Plus, we'll have details about Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau and the next Max Inc. Radio Concert Showcase and matinee shows, plus Essential Last Crack. Let's get to it and kick off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of a band that's playing at Punk's Picnic. It's Mono in Stereo in The Conversation. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close where we're headed. It's a quarter to nine and the truck stop trucks wear off, but the session begins to take us to someplace else. Small talk's fine, but there's nothing sinking in at all. I got a sneaking suspicion that I'm screaming at a wall. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. Hang out too long. This is conversation.
conversation is going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long, 'cause this conversation, it's nowhere.
Just to hear.
from Rockford, Illinois. That is Mono in Stereo on Max and Kevy. We are local music. What we sang. Conversation before that. Love Mono in Stereo from Rockford, Wisconsin. It's really in Illinois, but we kind of adopted the Rockford as part of the Wisconsin music scene. Are you with me on that? Hope you are. Punk's Picnic is happening on Saturday, September 9th, out at Lake Farm Park here in Madison. We're going to talk with Marlo in just a couple of minutes from Punk's Picnic. She's going to give us the full lowdown. Hey, everybody. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Before Marlo comes in, we're going to play a bunch of songs from Punk's Picnic, the artist playing Punk's Picnic this year, I should say. Music on the way from Cats on Leashes. We'll do some Rogue Rat and Miscalis. Right now is the Brash Menagerie. Jason's doing a solo set with the Brash Menagerie at Punk's Picnic. But here's the full band and their latest song, Clown Suit. It's the Brash Menagerie. I'm Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Un gusto pasajero de mi infancia. sé que el tiempo es corto y que jamás regresa, pero mientras se termina, brindemos con cerveza. Yo sé que el tiempo es corto y que jamás regresa, pero mientras se termina, brindemos con cerveza. Es imposible intentar poder cambiar mi manera de vestir o mi manera de pensar. Es imposible intentar poder cambiar lo que tú dices de mí. Nunca jamás me va a importar, no es una moda, no. Un gusto pasajero de mi infancia, un capricho que ha quedado en la vacancia. Mi estilo de vida es punk y el rock and roll. Oh, cuántos momentos, cuánta música, cervezas y conciertos. Con mis amigos siempre los mejores momentos. Más que para la otra generación. Más que para la otra generación. Más que para la otra generación.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That's their song Stay Down and Die on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's from their 2017 album, Give to Get Got. They're playing Punk's Picnic on September 9th. Marlo from Venus and Furs is here, and we're going to chat with her in just a couple of minutes and give you all the details you need for Punk's Picnic that's happening September 9th at Lake Farm Park. I'm Jimmy Kay. It is Max Inc. Heavy. Don't forget Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. Two songs from the mighty Last Crack, Saturday night at 11 o'clock every week. If you would like to request a double dip of your favorite Last Crack song, send me an email right now with what two songs I should play. If I play your double dip of Last Crack, I'll make sure you get a Max Inc. Radio or a Civic Media t-shirt. Email me right now, maxincradio@gmail.com, with your essential Last Crack. Plus, I got details about Riff Raff Fest coming up. That's in Wausau, for those of you listening to Max Inc. Radio on Bull Falls Radio. But first, here's Sons of Adam, A Rent in Space. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sure. The home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer. making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Disco.
Kevy on Civic Media. That is Venus in Furs. Disco is dead. You know, I laugh every time I play that song because VO5, the local disco band in Madison, I could feel them getting angry when we say that. Disco is dead. Marlo from Venus in Furs is in the studio with us right now. Marlo, are we trying to insult Venus or VO5 here? Or?
No way, man. We love disco.
Yeah. Yeah. Such a fun song.
It's sort of a play, right? I mean, we just wrote that and that title came to mind. But no, we love disco. There's a lot of disco riffs and drum beats that I do and mix it in with the punk music. So yeah, we like to mix genres.
That's awesome. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Happy to have you here this evening. We're talking about Punk's Picnic coming up September 9th. We'll have a full conversation about Punk's Picnic in a couple of minutes. But I want to know, and the fans want to know, what's going on with Venus in Furs these days? What are you all up to?
Yeah, we're still rocking. We've been through a lot together. This band is, we started in 2009, so it's been over a decade, and we've gone through different iterations of band members, and right now it's just a trio. Victoria and Natalie and me are Venus in Furs, and yeah, we're just rocking, and we wanted to do Punk's Picnic this year because we love it. We love getting all our friends together to hang out and bring their kids and their puppies and their food and share good times and good music.
And we'll talk about Punk's Picnic in just a moment. With Venus in Furs, the nucleus throughout were you and Natalie, right?
Yeah. And Victoria, too.
And so Victoria, okay.
We started as a trio. And about a year or two into the band, we added Cynthia Burnson from Screamin' Simpson and the Ponds, who actually have a show tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. Mm-hmm. So check that out. So Cynthia joined the band and we became a four-piece band. We went on tour to the East Coast, out to New York, and we did 10 shows.
Wow.
In 11 days. So it was, you know, true rock star tour. And
how did the New Yorkers, how was the reception from the New Yorkers with Venus in Furs?
They loved us.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, we played a show in Brooklyn and it was fantastic. We had a great time. Every show we played, they loved us. I think something about ladies getting up and just melting faces.
Yeah.
People love that.
And it has to be fun going into a city. I'm assuming that you've never played for, or you obviously don't play there often. And to get a warm reception like that, it has to be pretty gratifying.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And you know how it is. Like, you meet different, all walks of life, you know, different people in different towns, and you're playing at, you know, midnight, 2 a.m. So people love to talk after they've had fun at the bar. And it's so cool meeting people in different places and getting to know interesting stories. So yeah, it's a good time.
It's been a number of years since Venus in Furs put out a new CD or a new EP or anything like that. Anything new coming down that you guys are recording right now?
Yeah, we really want to record a new album. We've had this goal for the last 2 years, but you know, family and the pandemic and all sorts of things get in the way. We all have full-time day jobs and we all have kids. So this is our side project hobby, and sometimes it gets put on the back burner. But we have some new songs. We debuted them at the Crystal Corner with Damsel Trash a couple months ago, and we got great reception on the new songs, and we'd love to put them down on a record and release one, hopefully 2024. You know, that's our goal. We'd love to record it. We have probably half the album written, and we would need to work on, you know, writing some more. We have pieces of new songs.
Well, right, I'm sure we'll all come together, and I'm happy you say album and put out the album, because I have a Venus in Furs album.
Yeah.
In my collection, it's the one with the rocket ship going through the stars or something like that, if I remember
right.
Yeah,
it's the Beast, the Lady on the Beast,
yeah,
and the forward tattoo.
Perfect music for vinyl, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you got to release in vinyl now. And it's coming back, you know, a lot of the younger generation wants to see your records. and we love album art too.
Yes.
So that's, you know, you got to get the big full picture and
read along with the lyrics while I'm standing on the turntable, and the liner notes are so much fun.
Right.
Love vinyl. Yeah, it's great. Punk's Picnic is coming up Saturday, September 9th. This is an event that you all have hosted over the last couple of years. When did Punk's Picnic start, and what was the story behind starting Punk's Picnic?
Yeah, it's Natalie's brainchild. So Natalie Hinckley is the bassist for Venus and Furs, and she's always wanted to do this Punk's Picnic. Just get all of our friends' bands together, get people who want to play music, and just have everyone hang out and play music and be out in the wilderness, mm-hmm. out and enjoying the outside. And I think it started in 2015 was the first year we did it. And it was at Indian Lake Farm, and it was just beautiful and people loved it. And it was a little bit more tricky because it was farther away from Madison. So if we forgot mm-hmm. any, instruments or mic stands or whatever, it took a while to get that. So we decided to move it closer to Madison. It's closer to home for us. And the Lake County Farm Park is where we've had it for the last few years. And so it's close. It's right off the Beltline. And it's beautiful. There's a path down to the lake. So if you want to get away from the loud music, you can walk down the path and enjoy the lake. There's a playground set for the kids so the adults can enjoy the music and the kids can play. But certainly the kids can enjoy the music as well.
I'm glad that, we all love punk music. Punk isn't really considered as a family friendly genre so well, but you all really put the family in the Punk Picnic. I mean, the kids are welcome, the dogs are welcome.
Yeah, we're breeding little punks.
Excellent.
We got the rockers and we all had babies, and we're making a new generation of punks that appreciate the music. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. And who doesn't love the outdoors and good weather?
Yeah.
And everyone is really good about bringing their own food and to share. Nate O of Rogue Rat, he makes some awesome chili and salsa, and he grows peppers from his garden. And so, yeah, he brings some really good food, and everyone's great about, you know, just sharing. And it's just a good energy, you know. I think Deb said one last year that it's sort of like a family reunion. You
Deb,
know?
The calendar goddess,
yeah.
Deb Fields and Mr. Deb.
That's right.
Love those two people. Marlo from Venus and Furs is joining us. We're talking about Punk's Picnic is happening Saturday, September 9th is at Lake Farm Park. That's on the south side of Madison, just south of the Beltline. Very easy to get to. It is a beautiful county park. Are you all camping this year?
Some of us will camp probably. Yeah, there's still spaces available. So, get a site and we can make it a night. The show starts at noon, and we have, I forget, I think it's 10 bands.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Let's kind of go through some of the artists that are playing. First of all, you got Jason from the Brash Menagerie. He's doing a solo acoustic set. Is that right?
Yeah. I love the Brash Menagerie. We couldn't get the band, but Jason said he would do an acoustic set for us. So I'm excited to see that.
That's awesome. Sons of Adam, they're playing. We played some of their music earlier this evening. They've been around the Madison music scene forever as well.
Yes. Sons of Adam. They're our favorite.
Tell us about the Isopods.
So that was Adam Schabo and Adam Tregre of Sons of Adam. Those two wanted to make a band together, a new project, and got Wanwa of Gentle Brontosaurus in to play keys. And they roped me in from Venus and Furs to play drums. And it's really cool, an eclectic mix. Schabo has a ton of music that he's written over the years, the past 20 plus years. And he really wanted to bring them to life. And so we all kind of collaborate together. You know, he brings his work in and then we, you know, add stuff and according to, you know, our own contribution. And yeah, it's great. It's super fun to be in that band.
It's almost like a super group with everybody in there, a super yeah, punk group, you know?
Right, exactly.
Wimp is playing at 1:45. I'm not familiar with Wimp.
Yeah, they played last year. Really great guys. they do some covers and good punk music. So they have like a 30-minute set. All of this is all short and sweet.
Yeah,
everybody's kind of bam bam bam, one right after the other. And we actually have drum sets, and you can see in the picture on the event we have drum sets set up, kind of lined up, and so the bands can go back to back and right after another.
It's always good to backline. The Qualms are playing. They're kind of a I know Chad Oshek is in that.
Yep.
The Qualms and a couple other superstars. Cats on Leashes. We just played a song from them earlier this half hour. They've been around the punk scene for quite a while. Great Big Kiss. Tell me about them.
Yeah, C.A. Anderson, a Great Big Kiss, approached me about bringing this band in. And I saw them at the Crystal Corner. We played a show with them. And just really cool guitar licks, good lyrics. That they have. It's a great show. So we're happy to bring them on board. And the Mescales.
Oh, I love them.
Brand new to Punk's Picnic. We're really happy to invite them this year.
They bring it every show.
Yes.
They really do.
It's going to be awesome to see them at Punk's Picnic. And you know, ska music fits right in. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you know the people that like punk are going to love Mescales.
Mono and Stereo, we started the hour off with a double dip of them. They're one of my favorite bands from Rockford. In fact, I kid all the time. Rockford is actually part of Wisconsin as far as the music scene is concerned.
Right? We just loop them in.
Yeah. And then Rograt with their new album, Satisfaction Guaranteed. That goes with the dip that Nate O is bringing, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Peter, they're a great group of guys. Like I said, everyone on this list is just brings the energy. They are so compassionate and great group of people. And so all of their friends and family are awesome. It's just lovely energy. And I make it sound like it's a, you know, indie rock pop.
But it's folk. Not. It's punk rock.
Yes.
It's gonna rock.
We're, you know, we might look scary, but we have cuddly, sweet teddy bear hearts.
That's awesome. Marlo from Venus and Furs. We're talking about Punk's Picnic. We're almost out of time here, but give me three important facts off the top of your head about Punk's Picnic if people are going to go.
All right. Bring a dish to pass. Bring your puppy or your kid. And if you have kids, bring your earplugs because it's going to melt your face. The music is awesome. Yeah. Just, it's a really great time.
I'll add bug spray to your list, too.
Bug spray.
That way the mosquitoes won't attack you as much. Marlo, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on all the success. And thank you for putting together Punk's Picnic.
Yeah, every year. We'll keep it up.
Excellent. Punk's Picnic at Lake Farm County Park is happening Saturday, September 9th. More details are on the Facebook event. Just do a search for Punk's Picnic. Let's do another Venus in Furs song. I love this one. Rodeo, just try it on.
Love
this is
it.
From 2017 or 15, yeah. Somewhere in that area. Off the last release you all did. Rodeo, just try it on. Venus and Furs on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Need to you'd like to come along. Ha 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 ha. I got two hot tickets to the rodeo. Oh, would you like to come along? Ticket.
Civic Media, we are local music, Venus and Furs, and Rodeo. Just try it on. Just go to Punk's Picnic, why don't you? Saturday, September 9th at Lake Farm Park is going to be a great lineup of music. Full day with the family, dogs, fun activities. It's just a punk family reunion. Join us Saturday, September 9th at Lake Farm Park. And thanks to Marlo for coming in today to tell us all about it. On the way this evening, we got a double dip of Last Crack. We call that Essential Last Crack. Plus, I got brand new music from Mile 134 and Breach. Plus, a new track from Or Does It Explode. We'll do some new music from When Implied as well. And right now, let's do some new music from Mickey Magnum. Brand new Mickey Magnum called The Avenging Spirit on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
It began with the ripples of flame, turning the land to ash, followed by the followers of creatures slaying as they went. The Dark Lord is risen again, breaking the siege at last. King rode out all alone and raged by the death. His eyes glowed brighter than stars. He strode up to the gates, his horn sending a blast. The Dark Lord accepted his challenge, rising from his cold throne. A tiny bright light and a large dark shadow ready to come to blows. It was a fight, they could die, but the king was ready for that. His shadow devoured the light. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, rainbow wide steep. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, grand is disgraced. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow. Bronn came down like thunder, the king dodged like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half. Strike his final blow, but wings under care.
shield, sword against blade, light on the valor, missing a shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts: Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark.